we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
He's going to 11.
You're listening to Culture My Pop on thingsdezsays.net.
We're moving away from the traditional Doctor Who theme tune here.
We're not really, though, are we?
Screwdriver in my pocket. I cruise time and
a very creative take on Thrift Shop.
Awesome.
Crash into your life like what up?
All right. This guy.
Yeah.
This guy put a lot of work into this. Let's listen to some of it.
Doctor Who.
When I go to war, are you demons running hide? Police box blue and yo, it's bigger on the inside. Sport a tweed jacket with a burgundy bow tie. Benzos are cool too, a style that is timeless. But shit, Amy Pond won a diss. Rockin' Converse, Chuck.
He pays attention to his Macklemore, doesn't he?
He does.
Geronimo Alonso.
I didn't realize only you, I thought it was only you that listened to Macklemore and watched Doctor Who, but apparently other people do too.
There are other Macklemore Whovians out there.
Yeah, indeed.
Anyway.
I wonder if the nerds listen to Macklemore. No, you listen to classical music. We only listen to game music, video game music.
Oh, I love 8-bit music like Rachel Floss and the Katamari Damacy theme. Oh my god, every time.
No, what are you talking about? You're talking about the Super Mario theme from Mario Kart 4.
Oh god, or Miss Pac-Man, but the limited edition. That's my favorite.
What? You can't tell them about the limited edition. It's meant to be top secret.
Oh, super. I'm sorry. I wish Steve were here, because then he could show me how to hook up my Game Boy to my MIDI console and make my own 8-bit music.
You have no idea. You'd be so sick.
Oh, man. The nerds miss you, Steve. We hope you come back real soon, man. But
have you noticed when Steve's away, the old racist white guys miss him and the nerds miss him?
I think, you know, Steve doesn't do, you know, he's not very engaged with our characters, but I think they like him a lot.
For some reason, they do.
It's kind of strange.
Them. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't hate them, but you know.
You're on Culture My Pop on thingsdezsays.net. Happy Saturday to your ass.
It's been a very heavy week this week, so we're going to try to lighten it up.
Yeah, this is my favorite show, and I've been looking forward to this all week because we just got to do nothing and have a good time. I'm particularly excited for us because one of my favorite comedians and TV personalities just got a huge new gig, Stephen Colbert. I don't know how much you watch of Colbert, but
I haven't. I'm not really.
He's very funny. He plays like he's basically the I assume you know who Jon Stewart is.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's Jon Stewart has a much more left wing.
Leaning thing, yeah.
Perspective. Stephen Colbert is the more right wing, but he's much more of a satirist, much more of a parody. I like to think he's parroting Bill Maher a lot of the time.
Ooh.
And so he's very funny. I think he's great. Hosting the Colbert Report. And it was announced that he's going to be filling in or taking David Letterman's place starting next year on the Late Show.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, it's huge, man. I think Letterman's been there since 82.
Yeah.
So it's a huge thing. Letterman's 66, Colbert is 49.
Yeah, so it's kind of one of those kind of. I think Letterman wants to enjoy his retirement.
And the thing is, too, like, one of the things they said, because Colbert's, you know, he's playing a character, he's tapping into a persona. And one of the things that basically was put there outright was that Colbert will be taking his personality and will not be using the Colbert persona on The Late Show.
Okay.
Which makes sense, I guess. But a lot of people were very upset that he's not taking that character to the CBS show. Because one of my favorite things personally is watching the Stephen Colbert character, who's like this ultra conservative guy, interviewing guys like Jimmy Carter, for example. There was an episode, it was a couple of weeks ago, where he's interviewing Jimmy Carter, and he's like, so what was it like to be before Reagan? And just like every time Colbert would mention Reagan, his producers would show a picture of Reagan with like a halo behind him with Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, exactly.
It was awesome. It was just things like that, man. I would love to see that interaction.
It's kind of interesting how a lot of your TV shows are based on, and especially your comedians are kind of like, you know, your interviews, you got Letterman and all, Jay Leno and all them. It's kind of interesting how politics plays a big part in all that. Like here, comedians are comedians. Right. You have your political comedians, but like the ones that do chat shows and stuff, you don't really bring all that right-wing, left-wing element to it at all.
Right.
There's none of that. But in America, that's a big thing. It's kind of interesting how that works.
It's big because I think the political scene here is like a lot more gossip-driven. Not so much like who's going to run the country and who's going to make this and that. It's more just like politicians kind of get blended into that mix of gossip, celebrity, and things. But one of my favorite, that's why I really appreciate Jimmy Fallon. Took over, I think he took over Jay Leno, I believe. And his stance is really that he wants to have a lot less political stuff on his show. It's much more just like celebrity driven.
Just having fun, really.
Yeah, and he's staying away from the political stuff, which I appreciate. I'm not very big into politics at all.
Apart from your music, your hip hop music anyway.
I try and know like what's happening and be informed, but I don't like watch CNN and yell at my ticker all the time and things like that.
Well, you don't watch CNN, that's why. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't like, I like the satire shows, like, again, Colbert is very funny, and they read The Onion and stuff. But other than that, I'm not very politically aware. But I do like that Colbert is getting the chance, and I'm open to the fact that he's coming in without the Colbert character that he's created over the last 10 years, because we've seen glimpses of the real Stephen Colbert. And he's a funny dude, and I think he'll be great at hosting a late-night talk show.
It's a late-night talk show, so... And the thing about it is, right, late-night talk shows are really big in America. Like, we get them here. We get Letterman and all that here. It's a really big deal. Like, you got all the biggest celebrities going on these late-night talk shows.
Yeah. They're a huge thing.
And it's like, isn't it like a daily thing? It's a daily show, right?
Yeah, it's... four or five nights a week, depending on who you are.
But here we have people like Jonathan Ross and Graham Norton for the British fans, who they do it in seasons. They have seasons of these shows.
Okay.
So you kind of have them, and then they kind of vanish for a little while, and then they come back again.
Yeah, we actually get Graham Norton here too on BBC America, which is kind of weird.
I don't really like Graham Norton. I think he's a bit too much sometimes.
I've seen, I think, bits and pieces of him, but I've never watched a full show.
Okay. Because you have BBC America over there.
Yeah, so that's where we get those things. And we got Doctor Who, like, on a ridiculous delay. It's horrible.
Yeah, I know how much you hate that.
The nerds hate that especially.
Oh my god, you have no idea. I had to get a proxy, and I had to watch BBC One.
Dude. All my internet friends are talking about Doctor Who way before I can even see it. It makes me so mad. It just like...
it makes my braces want to climb together. And
I'm going to have a nerd fight with someone.
Me and my nerd buddies, we're going to go down to a nerd bar and just have some Kool-Aid.
What's in the Kool-Aid? Did you just say Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Nesquik. Fix up some
chocolate milk. We're gonna go sit there with our juice boxes.
high C are squeeze it. They're squeeze it's.
Yeah.
The squeezy bottles and of fruit juice.
That's a nerd bar, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what a nerd bar is right there. If you go to AX in LA or like any of the Comic Cons, you'll find a nerd bar, I'm sure.
Nerd bar.
Why isn't that a thing?
I know, right? Yo, do you want to go back to the nerd bar? I heard they're rerunning all the episodes of the Turtles.
Oh my god, dude, we could hit on nerd girls. We could talk about Donnie Darko. Oh, it'd be so awesome.
We could talk about Fred's Blue's Day Off.
Oh my god, John Hughes is amazing.
It's not that movie they would watch, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
They watch it. They've never really paid attention to it. It's just kind of on in the background during their D&D games.
Yeah. Having their DVD connection, so when someone comes around, they think they're cool.
So they have Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
That's atrocious.
Why not? Ferris Bueller's Day Off is cool.
Yeah, man. Anyway, Twitter Face is going to be on the show a little bit later.
I'm surprised he's not here yet. He's always lurking around somewhere.
Notoriously late is Twitter Face. But
we think he's late, but we kind of never know when he's here.
You don't know where he is. He's everywhere, like the wind.
Like, didn't he kidnap one of your baseball stars last week?
For a little bit, yeah. He kidnapped Yasiel Puig and made him a little late to the ball game, and he got in trouble for it.
Twitter Face didn't get in trouble? He didn't?
Nope.
They didn't press charges or nothing?
Twitter Face got away scot-free, as usual. Which, you know, we've had kind of a falling out. You know, he threatened to shut down a lot of the streams for last weekend. And thankfully, he only succeeded a couple times, and not when it mattered.
Well, and also, didn't he take responsibility for the Dodgers not being on TV?
He has taken full responsibility for that, and that's kind of what got me thinking. You know, if Twitter Face has a problem with me, then he can come on the show and we can talk about it. But I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's going to show up.
Well, he hasn't tweeted. He hasn't hacked anybody's account this week, has he?
Not yet. No.
Because last week he was bothering it. He tweeted you because you were sad about how I left your mother and all that.
Yeah.
How I met your mother.
How I left your mother.
How I left your mother. There's another sitcom.
That's the next show.
Yeah.
That's a much darker
version. That's a late night sitcom, that one.
How I left your mother.
Dead. I mean, he's going to tell the story about how he murdered his kid's mother.
I'm sure there are things like that on YouTube.
In seven seasons. Six episodes per season.
We haven't talked about it here, have we?
No, we haven't. Tell me about this, because I never got the How I Met Your Mother thing.
Yeah,
I didn't. Like, it wasn't one of those things I got into. I didn't like the sitcom at all.
I started it. I was very reluctant to watch it for the longest time, but I finally started watching it on Netflix because I needed something to watch. And the first couple of seasons were very funny. I really liked it. Neil Patrick Harris, I thought it was great in that show. Josh mm-hmm. Ratner is also pretty good. And it was good. And then I think later in the one thing they did really well that I don't feel like a lot of sitcoms do, and also I feel like sitcoms really shouldn't do traditionally, is they build in the story arc into the seasons. And I guess some people like that. I don't really like that.
So you think sitcoms should be standalone episodes rather than...
I do. I think they should be situational comedies that last an episode.
Kind of like how the old school sitcoms used to be, like Fresh Prince and all of them. I don't know. You haven't seen much Fresh Prince, but
I haven't seen much of that. But yeah, it's kind of one thing per episode. And if you watch the next one, it's kind of a fresh start.
But I think with a title like How I Met Your Mother, you've got to do something, right?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the show. So you're telling the story. It's Bob Saget's voice telling the story of how Josh Ratner, who's basically a younger...
Him.
How I Met His Mother stuff. And it's funny. It's traditional, like, Friends hanging out in a bar type thing. And it's good. The last couple seasons, though, I feel like had gotten really lazy in terms of the writing. Every episode started to feel very formulaic. And the only reason I watched it still was because I felt like I had invested too much time.
And you kind of wanted to know how he met his mother indeed.
Yeah, and I just didn't want to not miss the payoff.
Was the payoff worth it?
Well,
I read your blog, and you kind of did articulate it.
I blogged about it a couple weeks ago, if you want to go up and read it. But, I mean, a lot of people were very critical of it. And it was honestly very, very lazy. A very lazy ending. But to me, I don't think I would have cared what the finish was. I just wanted it to be over because the show had long lived its
Was it dying and death?
It was dying and it needed to end. And the way they did it, I think they just said, we need to kill this show. Although it came out later that, that's been their plan from the beginning. And if you haven't seen the show, I'm going to spoil it because it's been like 2 weeks. So
2 weeks, no one cares now. It's not like Sherlock Holmes where you can go and,
you know, you should have seen it. Basically in the end, he gets together with, the mother who's, I forget her name, who the actress is. And then basically the story, it turns out that he's been telling his kids the story because the mother died. And so he gets together with Robin, who's basically been the love interest from the beginning. Which was basically them going, we have to give them a happy ending in the end and let's get them together. But it just felt so lazy because you introduced this character just to kill her off. And you did so many.
It would have been nice if they had kind of, if she had actually stayed with the mother, like, you know.
I think that would have been what you expected, and I really didn't want another surprise in the end. But that's kind of what happened. So I can see why people didn't like it. I just felt it was emotionally gratifying in the end to me because
you stuck it out.
Yeah, and Ted was actually happy, and it's like, well, dude needs to be happy because the whole show was about him not finding the one, and I was being naive about it. That it was fine. It's over.
But can't you say that about a lot of shows? Like, I feel like stuff like The Simpsons should be dying a death, but it's not.
Yeah, but the thing about The Simpsons is that's another one where it's basically standalone. Every episode is very.
I get that, but like, they've had so many Christmases and so many New Years. Shouldn't they be grown up by now?
I know, but in that world, things don't apply that way.
Not quite. I mean, Stewie's still a baby, and it's been, what, nearly 10 years?
Yeah, and I'll always watch Treehouse of Horrors. Those are my favorite Simpsons episodes.
Yeah, I love really those, the Halloween specials, yes.
Yeah, I you can watch, like, Simpsons, I think for generations, and you can just, like, just through the Simpsons cartoon, you can watch how society
the world changed.
Has evolved.
Yeah, like, they've had episodes where people like NSYNC. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, and now they have like, I think they had one with Lady Gaga, didn't they?
Yeah, and they've had like with 50 Cent and Diddy and all them.
Justin Bieber episode, I believe.
Justin Bieber.
That's.
I think they even had one with Dwayne Johnson.
They might. You know what? I believe they have.
Hmm.
So you can watch those things happen, man. But anyway, now that I'm done with How I Met Your Mother, I need a new show to watch.
And I'm going to suggest one to you, and I'm going to tell what it's called. It Ain't Half Hot, Mum. It's an British sitcom.
All right.
Set in India in World War II.
Well.
So you can, yes.
That can't be racist at all.
Well, exactly. There's lots of reference to bleary-eyed Japs and things like that.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
It'd be very funny or very offensive.
Indeed, but I love it. It's one of those shows that you got to realize it's of its time. I think people forget that about comedy sometimes, like especially old school comedy.
Sensibilities were very different at the time.
Yeah, and you know, like obviously, Des, I don't know, you've probably never seen it, but Different Strokes was one of those groundbreaking sitcoms because back in like late 70s, early 80s when that show was coming out, you didn't have that whole white person adopting a black kid. Okay, it might be more common now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It was very, very rare back then. So it was kind of... I think comedy's moved on now to where that kind of stuff doesn't matter. But I think when people go back and watch old comedy and go, oh, you can't say that. I think I'll realize, you know, it was the 60s and 70s. They can. They were allowed.
Yeah. I think it's funny the way comedy has moved because in a lot of ways, things are more open now in the sense of, like, if you watch Modern Family, they have basically every character you can have, every type of lifestyle is represented there in some way. But it's comedy, it's open. But in other ways, there are things you can't do and things you can't say that you could do back in the day. And I think it's a very interesting reflection of how sensibilities have evolved in other ways.
I think we're talking more about sitcoms because stand-up comedy hasn't changed really, I don't think.
No, stand-up comedy's always been very much about taking the most uncomfortable part of life and magnifying it.
And that's why you can have people like Chris Rock and Eddie and all them because they can say what they say.
And it's great, dude, because I think the more uncomfortable you can make the audience feel, the bigger the laugh is going to be when you finally get to the relatable part.
Exactly. And I think, and then you've got the people like Ross Noble who are just so random.
Yeah, that's a very different thing.
It's a very different thing.
It's awesome, man. It's awesome. Started watching, I needed mindless entertainment. And
it was one of those weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. A lot of people told me that I would enjoy the show for a long time. I just haven't gotten around to it, but I finally watched a couple episodes of Bob's Burgers on Netflix. And it felt to me very much like a throwback in a way, just in terms of like the very spontaneous sounding dialogue and the very basic situations to this old cult cartoon called Home Movies, which, trivia note, was the very first show to ever air on Adult Swim as part of Cartoon Network's adult-oriented cartoon.
How long has Adult Swim been going for? It hasn't been that long, has it?
Started in 2001.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because it was funny because Home Movies started on UPN. You remember them? Mm.
That network that had another show that we watch on it.
Yeah. And it was canceled after 5 episodes. And then they moved it to Cartoon Network where they renewed it for like 3 seasons because it worked for them. It was a very funny show. And so they're doing it kind of that. It's a lot better budget for the show, Bob's Burgers. And only one of the producers is on it. But it's actually quite funny. It's good if you want. It's not that kind of humor that like makes you think or anything like that. It's very much toilet silly humor. But it's good if you want like something to laugh at. I can't watch large amounts of it.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those you got to watch it in short, sharp bursts and not a whole season in one.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix, so you can watch it at your leisure.
Dip in and out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's cute.
That's when Cartoon Network was going through this phase of having different things. You had like Toon Army. I don't know if you guys had that over there.
Yeah, we had Toonami. I love that because it was all anime.
Yeah, the anime stuff, was Samurai Jack and all them.
Yeah, it was all that old anime, and then they moved a lot of it to Adult Swim, where it was a lot more risque.
Isn't that what Dragon Ball Z got its kind of first airing?
I'm not sure. I don't think Dragon Ball Z aired Toonami first, and then they moved parts of it to Adult Swim because it was a little too heavy.
Yeah,
they did that too with Yu Yu Hakusho, Spirit Detective.
Really?
Yeah, they aired a lot of it on Toonami, and then it disappeared. And later I found out why. It's because it ended up on Adult Swim, which is a show that I just recently actually finished.
Ah, okay.
Because it did get really. It started off as a kid's show, and it ended up really, not kid friendly at all.
Well. It's the same with Dragon Ball Z because that's how they introduced Toonami into this country, because Dragon Ball Z originally was on Cartoon Network in this country at like a 5 p.m. slot, like prime time. And then obviously, as the seasons went on, you kind of had to move it.
It does get darker. There's a lot more focus on death, which isn't really something that you would want to expose your kids to.
Well, you know, you have people like Piccolo coming back to life and dying and then coming back to life again. It's like, huh?
Yeah, it's like, what? Really?
Yeah. And then dying again.
Yeah. So things like that, man. Anyway, I don't know how we got there.
I don't know either, but it was an interesting conversation.
Where are we now? I'm still waiting on Twitter face, man. I don't know where he is.
I don't know. Ah, you were telling me about this video about this teacher.
This video. You want to go into education for us? Oh, I'm going to ask you this.
Okay,
go
on.
Would you ever wrestle a student to the ground and single leg a mother?
Was a single leg takedown?
Just
give them a Russian leg sweep?
Don't put them through a table or anything. Just kind of wrestle to the ground.
Yeah, but it kind of all depends on, like, context of what's going on. Like, if they're in the middle of a fight and there's a potential for more bloodshed to be had.
Yeah. No,
I'm not talking about Dragon Ball Z anymore. If there's more potential, like, danger, then sometimes you've got to do these things. And I think with, like, stuff like rules and regulations in that sense have become a little bit too... And you have people, like, filming this crap now. Kids with their phones.
People are filming everything. It's nuts.
It's like, in certain cases, you've got to defuse a situation. There's only one way to defuse it is by pulling someone apart.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no other way about it. But you can't just, all right, look. Okay, I'm going to referee this. You stand there, and we'll do it this way. Okay, ready?
Let's get it on. Come on.
Yeah. You can't have like a circle of cards and just have them fight in there. Okay, there you go. You're safe now.
It's remarkable to me that every time there's a tragedy now, there's always cell phone footage.
Isn't there? Like, where did... Like, okay, so you couldn't call an ambulance? You had to film it first.
That too. It's nuts. You always have the cell phone footage. People are filming it. It seems they're filming every moment of their lives. What are you going to do with that footage? Like, when you die...
On YouTube, apparently.
When you die, is there going to be like a documentary of your life that you've been filming
based on that footage?
Might as well Morgan should be,
Freeman's,
right?
Morgan Freeman's going to narrate it. That'd at the awesome. Beginning.
Take us now back to the beginning of your life.
Take us back. Way back.
James Earl
Into
Jones.
The recesses of time, ladies and gentlemen. Back to where there was a simple time.
Who's the, the Twilight Zone guy? Do you remember his name?
I can't remember his name.
Oh, man. He's like,
you mean, you're on the Twilight Zone.
He's like, let's take it back to a dimension where there was nothing left, but there was only one. There was only danger on the Sci-Fi Network. After a commercial, you will be in the Twilight Zone.
And then he comes back. Actually, there was more than one thing. There was sound. What? You just told me there was only one thing.
Well, there were two. I lied. I do that because it's the Twilight Zone.
Because I am the voice.
And because we have creepy music in the background. So you believe whatever I say. Do.
You know they did a radio series of that?
Yeah, they did. I've heard a couple episodes of it.
That crap. That's so dated. It's ridiculous.
I look forward to... I think it's New Year's where they have the Twilight Zone marathon.
They do it every year, don't they?
Sci-Fi Network. It's the best.
Yes, I am the Twilight Zone.
Whoa. Hey. Look who finally showed up.
I know, right? Where have you been?
Hey, where
are you? Does it really matter where I've been? I've been around.
Yeah. I've been everywhere. I've been the beginning. I've been the end. I've been this entire show.
I have been the middle. I have been to the recesses of your souls and your mind. Okay, easy there, Mark Calloway.
Hey,
calm down.
Calm down, Jake.
All right now.
You just need to mellow out a little bit. You're on the wrong show.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I thought it was Monday.
No, not this Monday.
I don't know. This Monday's going to be different, Twitter face.
It's never different. It's always the same show. You guys suck.
What?
That's a bit harsh.
Hey, we let you on our show, and then you tell us. It's
no,
not nice.
You don't let me on. This is my show. I invade it.
Hey, well, hey.
It can't be your show if you're invading it.
You got to make up your mind. Is it your show or are you invading it?
I'm doing both.
Oh.
All right, then.
Fair enough.
Now that you're here, we should
You two need to articulate.
Hey, we'll articulate when I'm ready to articulate.
Hey, whoa, now. Easy.
Okay. All right. I guess. Damn.
But, I mean, we have other things to do.
Hey, why are you making my dog bark? Is that you?
Yes, I am your dog.
What?
You're my dog. Yes.
See now I know how he can impact on your baseball viewing. Now I know because he's there. Makes sense now.
Why are you doing these? Like, why are you attacking my baseball? Your problem was with me. Why leave them out of it?
Because it impacts on your mood and your well-being. I want you to suffer. I want you to be.
You're that old?
Are you just mad because you're old? Are you mad?
No, I'm not old. Jesus is older.
Okay.
Well, are
you mad because he's older than you?
Yeah, or Obamacare is not paying for a hip replacement.
Who is this Obama?
Really? Really, Twitter face? You claim to know everything?
You know everything? You know who Obama is?
Oh, that guy. We went to school together.
You just said you were a millennium.
He used to sit next. I was a late starter.
What were you doing for the first 900 years?
the hell, Twitter face?
I was searching for the answers to all the lost questions.
Did you find the questions first?
No, I didn't think to work in that order.
Well, quite. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Hey, you mocking me?
No, we would never do such... No, we wouldn't.
You know our Twitter accounts and our social media information. We're going to be good to you.
Right. But you haven't been, have you, Dez? You haven't been good at all. You and your boy over there.
Hey, what have I done now?
I don't know. I've just found everything I need to know about you. Now, to get what I want.
And what is it that you want, Twitter face?
So what do you want?
Well, let's start with the fact that I want this show.
You want this show? You know, you weren't even there when we interviewed Adel Ray. You weren't even, yeah. That was us.
There. I am Adel Ray.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, hey.
You're not.
Wait, so you can do the weird throat thing?
No. Not quite.
Whoa, damn.
That mean? That really?
Wait, hang on. Is he Mr. Khan?
Are you a community leader?
A community leader.
Twitter face, you need to calm down, man. So, if you're everyone, does that mean you're also who I think you are?
Yes, I am him.
I am also the old British guy. Ah, that's us. We are Twitter face and Twitter face scissor. You thought we were different, but we're really the same person. Well, we're actually not. He's actually taken over our minds.
This is horrible. Twitter face, they're old men.
I'll be a racist
old man. You should leave the racist alone. Leave the nice racists alone.
They're racist. They're not harming anybody.
Except people that are different from them.
You know, it's their generation. It's not their fault.
It's everyone's fault. Don't you get it, Wisp? Everyone is against Twitterface, unless you meet my demands.
Your demands? And what are these demands?
Who are you?
Ooh, hey?
Hey.
We didn't hire any attorneys or nothing? What?
Hey. Let me tell you something that's been proffered forth by Twitterface himself.
You work for Twitterface too?
Yes, we all work for Twitterface. We are his legal representatives in this matter.
Little do you know, you also work for Twitterface.
I was kind of wondering where I was. I mean, I kind of thought you didn't hear from me much this week. Did you, Des?
And have you heard from yourself at all? I mean,
I never hear from myself.
I still don't know. I still don't know what Twitterface wants.
What I want, Des, is for your project to end.
What project? We have many projects.
The one about the body part that is yours.
We have many body parts.
Talking about... Oh, that one.
Yes, we are talking about the limb upon which you walk.
We are talking about the thing on which you place your shoes and your feet are attached to it.
And the thing that is oftentimes hidden within the confines of your lower pants.
Yes, quite.
Quite, indubitably.
Now, what we want you to do is cease with this project forthwith.
No.
Why should we?
You
should cease and desist from producing this mixtape, as you call
whatever
it.
Whatever that is, what is... Do you actually use a cassette tape? No.
Why? Do you know how easy it is to break those things? I have one in my car
Hey, this is my problem, you two shut up.
Oh, I apologize, sir.
I humbly apologize and... We bow to your superior knowledge.
Indeed.
Yes.
Now what I want is for you to stop with this nonsense, the My Leg mixtape. I want it to stop. I want no more promotion, no more reference to it. I want no more snack, arrive, leave, tour.
You actually got it the wrong way around.
Arrive, snack, and leave.
I don't care what it is. I want it dead.
Well, that's not going to happen.
People are
expecting this.
Yeah. We will put it out at our leisure, but it will happen.
Don't make me go into your garage band and erase it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Oh. You're going to do that? You're going to use our lyrics and then use it against us? Really?
Yeah, because you totally already haven't done that before. Come on. This is ridiculous, Twitterface. This is...
I also want you to stop humiliating my favorite rapper of all time, Busta Rhymes and Dizzy Rascal, because these raps that you do need to stop.
Oh, but it's a popular feature on the show, Twitterface.
We like doing them. They're funny. They're in jest.
No.
What you've all got right. to understand... Let me tell you something, Des.
Really, Twitterface?
You calm down, dude.
Let me tell you. You listen to me, Des. See, you are disrespecting.
Disrespecting?
Disrespecting.
Twitterface.
Then they learn you to speak better in the past millennium. Come on.
Didn't you learn Latin or anything?
I will speak how I wish. Now you listen to me. Stop your mocking of Busta Rhymes and his Jamaican flows, or I shall be forced to make my own records.
Well, oh, yeah, because that's really scary.
Yeah, because, I mean, Twitterface, A, I doubt you got any flow whatsoever. I mean, come on, you're
Twitterface.
You hire people to talk for you. I mean, that's...
Yes, he does. Mm. He hired us. He paid us handsome wages.
We got a fine cashmere sweater also as an advance.
And afterwards, we will go back to the palace and we shall feast on roast duck and boiled potatoes.
Yes, and have cups of tea and gold cups and saucers. Mm.
And we shall have our pinkies up in a very dainty manner.
Dainty manner? Really?
I don't. What does that mean?
I have no idea, but I don't want to be a part of it, do you?
I don't want to be part of this. Look, Twitterface, the point is, we're not going to stop doing our show because you want us to. So if you want to go in.
Firstly, go and ask Laura Saggers if she wants us to stop, because she doesn't.
Yeah, she likes the show. We have fans. Yeah. Also, if you want to make your own diss record, by all means. I mean,
we're fair. We might even give it a play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not going to judge you. but I don't think it's going to happen.
You'll see. Oh,
it will.
You just wait and see what happens. Twitterface never misses on a promise.
Twitterface never misses a beat. Your Twitters are mine, and you can't even stop me.
Whoa, hey.
Just because you log on from web, all right? Don't try and be clever about it.
Just because you tweet from web. I mean, everybody knows it's you, because we don't tweet from web, Twitterface. What a geek. Oh. I think you left.
Yeah, he did. I think he did. Did you feel that cold, Russia? Yeah. Ooh.
Kind of chilly in here. I should turn off my AC.
Mm.
I don't
know,
man.
Weird.
Why? I don't understand what happens whenever Twitterface is here, but whenever he leaves, my throat seems to hurt really bad.
And mine kind of hurts, dude. I need to drink some water or something.
I don't know.
Easy there, Mr. Khan.
Anyway, I don't think he's going to make that. Soon. Don't believe anything Twitterface says, first of all, because he's
making a lot of claims recently.
He's made of empty promises, is Twitterface.
Indeed he is. Let him on our show and this is what he does.
Man, it's like we just filled 20 minutes with Twitterface nonsense.
He's biting the hand that feeds him.
He is, man. I don't get it. But anyway.
Mm.
I mean, I await the diss record, Twitterface. I don't know when it's coming, if it is at all.
The My Leg mixtape will be made. I'm sorry. It's going to happen.
The Arrive Snack Leave tour will happen. It might be a very short tour, but it will be a tour.
Yeah, it might just be us arriving, snacking, and leaving. But
yeah, it next will happen. Year in San Jose. But, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. What a show, man.
What a show. It went from the sublime to the ridiculous.
It was so stupid. If you're still listening, God damn.
God bless you. God bless you.
I hope you've chosen a side in this Twitterface thing, because you're either against us or you're
Don't you mean you're with us or against us?
Yeah, you're with us or you're against us. Because when you're with Twitterface, you're with Twitterface.
Bad things happen.
Yeah, and you're with Twitterface for life. All right, so we're going to wrap things up. It's cool.
Twitterface for life.
All right, so we're done. We're going to be back on Monday, and we're going to be talking about...
That's more of a serious show. That's a very serious show, that one.
Cannabinoids. So the People's Podcast on Monday. You can follow me on Twitter at Des Delgadillo, The Wisp, at The Wisp, and The Oreo Monster, who hopefully will be back with us next week.
Yeah, because how come his account never gets hacked?
I don't know, man. There's something suspicious about that.
I think we need to confront Steve about this.
We do. Next week, we're going to have a good old confrontation with Steve. But until then, if you want to confront him before us at MonkeyPusher69, hopefully Twitterface doesn't compromise any of our accounts too badly for next weekend. But that stuff's happening. We're also on iTunes. If you want to subscribe, leave us reviews. Tell us how much you hate Twitterface. And do all that. So we'll see you, next week.
If you're over 50, look at us on Facebook.
Right. Facebook.com/thingsdeathsays. Really, if you're over 50, probably don't want to have anything to do with you.
Nah, that's the old racist white guys. They love you, people.
Oh, I'm on Facebook all the time. Always updating my timeline or wall or what have you.
I'm trying to build a super wall, actually.
A super wall to keep all the darkies out.
Wow. All the riff-raff.
All right. Get out.
All right,
go.
Get out of here. Yeah, you're racist. Not nice at all. Maybe they're not racist, though. Maybe Twitterface is racist, and he's just controlling.
No, that's us.
Oh.
No, we're still racist.
Oh.
All right. Cool.
Bye.
All right. We're out of here. If you're not down with the racist white guys, then Fresh got two words for you.
Piss off.